This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is the first weekend after a momentous national election where we set records for the number of Americans and even the percentage of Americans, a modern record, who participated in this election. So what was settled? Well, maybe not even the election itself. So say a lot of folks who are very devoted to President Trump, who want to keep the fight going and believe there is a chance and a vehicle and a path through the court system. We'll talk about a prominent conservative legal expert, a law professor, about that, and we will also be speaking with the creator of a brand new documentary which has nothing to do with Trump but asks a deeper question, which is, why is it Americans seem to hate each other so much today? Where does all that come from? We'll be talking to David Smick a little bit later. He has a new film called Stars and Strife, which is fascinating. And we'll also be reviewing a big new movie opening in theaters, if you can believe that. Yeah, such a thing as theaters, you remember them. A big new movie starring Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, who once upon a time were Superman's parents. Now they're in a thriller about trying to recover a lost grandson. We'll be covering that movie, Let Him Go, also on the Medved Show. First up, very honored to have Professor John Yu, who is a law professor at the University of California at Berkeley. He's a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. He is the author of the bestseller, Defender in Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. Professor Yu, I know you've been asked about this so many times. Is it at all conceivable that the court system and ultimately the Supreme Court would overturn the apparent results of this election?
That's a great question. And you know what? Nobody's asked me that yet. So this is how it would come about. I don't think the Supreme Court would ever intervene and say, we're ordering a recount, we're going to fix this. What they would do is they would take up a case coming out of one state, and that state's got to be Pennsylvania. And I think they only take it if the Pennsylvania electoral votes make a difference. And Pennsylvania's got 20 electoral votes. Joe Biden's barely ahead there. There's still a lot of votes coming in. If Biden needs those 20 votes, or Trump needs those 20 votes to get to 270, then it matters, and then I think the court would hear it. I don't think the court's really going to intervene in a lot of these other smaller cases you're reading about and hearing about where people are alleging our observers didn't get in. You know, the vote numbers are kind of off. But the reason why I say that is because the Pennsylvania case really presents something very clear to the Supreme Court, relatively easy for it to decide, and that was the Pennsylvania legislature set the date for the ballots to be in on Election Day. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court changed the date to today, to Friday, November 6th, instead. The Constitution says the state legislatures alone have the power to run elections and to choose presidential electors. So the case that goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court would be, do all those ballots that came in after November 3rd, they're still coming in today, right now, do they get all tossed? That's something the U.S. Supreme Court can decide, and I think they do take that if it really would turn the election one way or the other.
Well, they apparently have kept those ballots segregated. Any of the ballots that arrived after Election Day, the Secretary of State for the state of Pennsylvania has assured everybody, first of all, there appear to be fewer than 10,000 ballots. That might be more today. I don't know the latest. But apparently they keep them in a separate pile or a separate room, or somehow they have been separated from the other ballots in case the Supreme Court overruled the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I don't know the answer to this, John, but is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court dominated by Democrats?
Yeah, this is you're right that Pennsylvania has decided to keep them separate. It was only because Justice Alito on the Supreme Court, who's been watching what's been going on in Pennsylvania, my home state. You know, I grew up in Philly. I'm a Philly boy. Of course Alito's watching.
I was born in Philly, too.
Oh, were you really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So Sam Alito, right? He's from Southern Jersey. So, of course, he's
right. Oh, just as close. Honorary Philadelphia.
So he actually has been pushing the Supreme Court to decide this case even before the election. He's got four justices with him, and he demanded that Pennsylvania segregate those votes no matter what. And so Pennsylvania agreed. So that's the key. That's why they're doing that.
But, it appears likely, at least according to all the sources, including some Republican sources, that with the ballots remaining to come in being mostly from places like Bucks County and Philadelphia County and Allegheny County around Pittsburgh, most of the ballots have been running overwhelmingly Biden, that he will carry the state without having to resort to any of those segregated votes that came in the extra 3 days that were provided by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So if that's the case, and even more relevantly, even if somehow President Trump turned it around and he got the 20 electoral votes of Pennsylvania, with the way things are looking now, with Joe Biden on the very cusp of securing the votes of Nevada and Arizona and Georgia, even with Pennsylvania gone, he'd still have 386 electoral votes, right? So
yeah,
would they take
the Trump can... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think you're right. I think the way the Trump campaign looks at it is they have to just retain Georgia. I think if they lose Georgia, it's pretty much over. It's very close there. It's in the range of the recount. There's still votes coming in from overseas. Biden's margin is about something like 1,500 votes, and there's 7,000 votes coming in from overseas, so who knows? Then they have to win either Arizona or Nevada. And again, those vote totals are really close too. You're quite right, Michael. Only if those two things happen does Pennsylvania matter. Otherwise, if Biden collects Georgia, Biden, you know, he's going to win. If he collects even Nevada, he's going to win, assuming he's already won Arizona, which is in dispute. But then Pennsylvania doesn't matter. So for Trump, it's only this one path. He's got to win Georgia first, then he's got to win Arizona or Nevada, and then the Supreme Court decision, any Supreme Court decision in Pennsylvania would matter. The other thing I forgot to mention, you're right. In Pennsylvania, like a lot of the states, judges are elected by the people. And in Pennsylvania, they're partisan elections. And so the Democrats have a significant majority over the Republicans there. It's 5-2, I think, Democrat-Republican in the state Supreme Court.
But that's the way people got elected in a state that really is a purple state with a Republican legislature and a Democratic governor. Speaking of which, one of my colleagues in talk radio has created a bit of a stir with a tweet urging state legislatures that are controlled by Republicans to ignore what the voters did in those states and to submit a slate of electors favoring President Trump. Do you think that's going to work?
It's interesting. I think constitutionally that's possible. It hasn't happened since 1876, when you've had one state send two slates of electors.
Three states sent two sets of South Carolina, Florida, and Louisiana. John, can you actually? We are out of time. John Yoo, his book Defender in Chief about Donald Trump is fascinating reading, but also fascinating viewing is a new film called Stars and Strife about why Americans hate each other so much. And it goes far beyond any concerns with one president. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Most interesting and durable and successful documentary films that come out are a reflection of one individual who often will make them, write them, direct them, appear on camera with commentary. That's the case of a really interesting documentary that I just watched, and I was eager to actually meet the director, at least as a way of talking to him. His name is David Smick, and what a background he has. He's a global macroeconomic strategist. He's an investor. He's a magazine editor. He has worked for prominent presidential candidates, both in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, the moderate part of the Democratic Party. And he is the creator and real star of a new documentary called Stars and Strife, which is just opening up around the country, and it's you can find out about it at starsandstrife.com. David, congratulations on the film. And let me just tell people, the film was music to my ears because it talks about something I've been very concerned about on the show, which is the fact that America has become consumed recently, and it goes far beyond any one political figure like Donald Trump, who doesn't even appear in the film. The film is about Americans developing hatred for one another, shouting each other, blaming each other. If you were to talk about the causes that this has so much poisoned our public life recently, what would be the number one contributor?
Well, I think the number one is that there's a hate industry in America that's gotten rich and powerful, promoting division. And they do it through technology, but also, you know, you can see it in social media. But also, I think economics contribute to it. I think we underestimated the effect of negative effect of globalization on our working classes, and I think we didn't realize how disillusioning the 2008 financial crisis was. So essentially we have this kind of perfect storm. You know, hate is not something you're born with. You learn it. It can be unlearned, which is why I'm an optimist. But there is a chemical reaction when people hate. You know, when they see the demise of their opponents, their brains light up. There's a serotonin effect, a dopamine effect, I guess it is. And so I think we've got the nation is just kind of caught in this horrible situation, and I truly think if you look at polls, there's 60 to 70% of the country that really deep down says, I'm sick of the hate. But I don't know how to get to that place because the hate industry is so powerful.
Well, again, when you talk about the hate industry, it's like all of those people on the left who say that our real purpose is to smash the evil corporations and the greedy capitalists and the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis, and then people on the right who said our number one focus is to own the libs. We have to own the libs. That's our chief goal. And meanwhile, when it comes to dealing with some real problems that we have, the voices aren't nearly as loud, are they?
Not at all. You know, it's funny. If you look at the facts, you look and you say, American people have been saying for some time, for decades, you know, we don't really trust either party. So what they do is they elect presidents, and often the guy who's elected brings, you know, carries the Congress. So you have, look at you had Trump, you had Obama, Clinton,
Bush,
you could say, you know, they all won big. They carried Congress. 2 years later, back to divided government. And I think that's what happened in this election. This election, that just happened was a statement by the American people that we don't trust either party. Because we didn't give, you know, like a lot of people on the left thought we were going to have this Biden, you know, just landslide, and it didn't happen despite all the money spent because the public just doesn't trust either side. I mean, I would say they haven't trusted either side since probably Ronald Reagan, but they're just kind of holding back, saying, look, you know, get your act together. And I have some questions of whether we're actually seeing the message that was sent from this appears to be sent from this election.
Well, it's what's interesting in your film is you actually praise divided government and look at some of the real achievements that it's managed, particularly back in the Clinton administration, where you give Newt Gingrich credit and working together with President Clinton to actually balance the budget. What a thought. What a concept. And you also talk about the bipartisan nature of the Great Civil Rights Bill. Do you have any hope at all that, assuming that we do have a President Biden, that President-elect Biden, who is a longtime friend of Mitch McConnell, could actually work constructively with a Republican Senate?
Yeah, I've been around Washington for so long, and, Mitch McConnell's a negotiator. So was Biden, and frankly, so was Nancy Pelosi before she developed this fear that she would lose her speakership from the left, and then developed animosity with Trump. But I think there's the case to be made for compromise, and these people have a history of compromising and putting together solutions. You know, it's funny. One reason I put the history in the film was because I kept seeing a lot of millennials in particular saying, you know, they act as if compromise is evil. It's actually part of the founding of our country. And I remember going to James Baker, the former Treasury Secretary, Secretary of State, and White House Chief of Staff for Ronald Reagan, and I said, will you be in this film? And he said, yes. What do you want me to do? And I said, you know, in 1983, you brought two partisans together who were highly ideological, Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Social Security system was going bankrupt. And you brought them together and you saved the system. How did that happen? You need to explain that to our viewers, which he does on the film. And I think that's happened in the 90s. I think there's a case to be made. The problem is maybe the people we have in power now are just aren't talented enough. But there's a history of compromise, as you pointed out. Going back to the Civil Rights and the Voting Rights Act, it is part of it's the way our founders designed our system. And we act as if, oh, we can't even talk to the other side. I mean, that is what is so scary about the political situation today, because we have to work together. United we stand, divided we fall. Lincoln had it right. I mean, it doesn't mean you get everything you want. In fact, I hear in this political race, the discussion, we need more empathy. And too often when people say that, they mean by empathy, I act civil and then you give me everything I want.
The film is fascinating. We'll give it a review coming up on the Michael Medved Show. It's called Stars and Strife. David Smick, congratulations on your work here. I hope people consider it seriously. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
Votes are still being counted in Pennsylvania. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Pennsylvania by just over 12,000 votes. As far as the counting goes, Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey says workers are continuing to put in long hours and doing an outstanding job.
I'm very proud of the work our staff did. They've been working around the clock since Tuesday and before.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, even in what may turn out to be defeat, there are a lot of people on every side of the political spectrum who give President Trump credit for some of the aspects of what turned out to be an epic-making election this week. And one of the things that President Trump clearly did is he raised significantly his percentage of the black vote, and he raised particularly his percentage of the Hispanic and the Asian vote. But one of the reasons that this is something worth celebrating is because the big loser on the ballot wasn't President Trump, says Mike Gonzalez. The big loser was identity politics, and that phony identity politics that has been part of American life for years and years. Mike Gonzalez is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and is the author of The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free. Mike, it's an honor to speak to you in a great column you wrote in the Wall Street Journal.
Michael, before I start, I must tell you, it's a distinct honor to be on with you. I have been a fan for years. I go around talking about God's green earth. When you were sick, I was really upset. I am truly very happy to be on with you.
That's kind of you to say, and I liked your column even before you said that, partially because you focus on something that I think is very important. Is people use those terms, and it's even all the exit polls show it, Hispanic and Asian, when these are incredibly diverse groups. And that's one of the things this election taught, isn't it? That Hispanic from Cuba or Venezuela voted very differently from a Hispanic from El Salvador or Mexico, right?
Yeah, I mean, these are synthetic groups. One of the reasons I wrote my book, The Plot to Change America, was to dispel these myths that these are grassroots creations, that this is a demand for recognition or attention. This is a grass-top effort. The people, as I detail in my book, the activists and ideologues who created Hispanics and Asian Americans and wanted to create MENA for Middle East, North Africa, until I and other people stopped it, it's a leftist project. This is, they want to transform the country. We could have done this in the 20s when your ancestors were coming in, when Ellis Island was coming in, hundreds of thousands of Lebanese and Sicilians and Greeks and Jews and were coming in through Ellis Island. We could have said, okay, we're all going to make you into minority groups, and you're all victims, and we're going to give you compensatory justice, fill you with grievances so you can transform the country. We did the opposite. We created Americans who met the medal, showed their medal as Americans in World War II, created the greatest generation. What the ideologues want to do is do the opposite. But what we saw in 2020 was a revolt of people who do not want to be victims. They voted as Americans.
Yeah, and that's enormously important. It's also very strange when you talk about this Asian category, because that Asian category, which includes people from South Asia, from India and from Pakistan and from China and Korea and Vietnam and the Philippines, they're all classified in this lump subject Asians. And this, again, is not to say that people have to give up their cultural heritage. But I think there are very, very few people anywhere else in the world who embrace the title Hispanic or Asian. You have a different kind of culture and nationality. And again, the whole purpose, as you argue in your column and in your book, the book, again, is called The Plot to Change America, is to undermine this notion that there is such a thing as an American identity. And that American identity is much more important than one of these phony identities based upon so-called racial groupings, isn't it?
And what is the American identity? I've lived all over the world. First, I was born elsewhere. I was born in Cuba. Then I became a foreign correspondent. I lived in seven countries at least a year. What is the American identity? People have written about this since, you know, Lewis Hartz wrote a really good book in the 50s. In the American identity is basically an inordinate amount attachment to liberty. Nobody, that Tocqueville wrote about this, nobody is as attached to liberty as Americans. And that is what is at stake here. Are we going to continue to be the liberty-loving people of the world? And that's the America that the ideologues and the activists want to transform. As you said, there's nothing wrong. I'm a very proud Cuban-American. I'm going to smoke a cigar later tonight, Michael. I pass this on to my children. But that's a real thing. Cuba is a real country. Ireland is a real country. Where people want to play the bagpipes of St. Patrick's Day or celebrate their Italian heritage or their Puerto Rican heritage. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's these synthetic categories that were created as a project of the left. That's what I tried to make clear in my book, The Plot to Change America.
And, okay, the basic idea here is also to create this notion that there is no American norm, there is no American mainstream. In other words, if you dissolve, and this is an interesting thing, Mike, and I was looking back at some old exit polls, and when Ronald Reagan was running for president the first time in 1980, the electorate was 85% white. And that it hasn't changed that much. The reason it was 85% white is this Hispanic classification didn't exist.
Right.
There were white
right.
Hispanics, there were black Hispanics. That was basically it.
Right. Yeah. No, it was created for that reason, to hive off another minority group. And again, is to say there is no mainstream, or to narrow the mainstream, to fight against the mainstream. And so they hive off this whole category. By the way, Hispanics today, close to 60%, because, you know, it's an ethnic question, not a racial question. So there are two questions in the census. They tick off Hispanic because you're forced to, if you're of Cuban ancestry or whatever, and then they go to the racial question and tick off majority. The majority of them tick off white. Some of them tick off black. Some of them are, you know, many people from the Caribbean tend to be Afro-Cuban or Afro-Dominican. But you mentioned Ronald Reagan. I have in my drawer here in my study an exchange of letters that he had with Eisenhower when he was running for the Senate in 66. And he said,
for governor.
Look, yeah, for governor. Sorry, for governor of California. And he said, look, this thing that is happening that I'm seeing, and Eisenhower wrote to him saying, you have to present yourself when you run as governor of California, you have to present yourself as the candidate for all Americans. Don't go for this. And Reagan wrote back saying, I think it's being done for a political reason. I got this from the Eisenhower Library, an exchange of letters between Ike and the then candidate for governor of California. Reagan saw it. These two Midwesterners understood what was about to happen.
Wow. This is all fascinating stuff. And I have to get hold of your book. The book is called The Plot to Change America. The column, Tuesday's Big Loser, Identity Politics, one of the big winners because of his Wall Street Journal column, is Mike Gonzalez. Mike, you agree with the general assumption that there is a lot for conservatives and American patriots to celebrate in the election results?
Yes, I do. And they have to understand how to go forward and not buy into the ideas and the language that the left has presented to them. If you have your producer give me your address, I'd be very honored to send you an autographed copy of my book.
Thank you. We will do that. We'll do that as soon as we move on. Again, people can find out more about Mike Gonzalez and his work. He is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a distinguished international journalist. We'll be coming right back to tell you a little bit about that movie we were just talking about by David Smick, A Stars and Strife, and a thriller in theaters with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. That coming up, and much more on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
One of the reasons that I always appreciate the Sabbath and the weekend and a time to take off a little bit from the tumult and the shouting is because there's something recharging, obviously, about looking at the bright side. And so much of, again, politics and, yes, also even reviewing movies is you're not perpetually looking at the bright side. You're looking at difficult stuff. I wish that everybody after this election, whichever side you were on, nobody got everything you wanted. Nobody struck out entirely. It's a great time for Americans to come together and appreciate everything we have. Like the opportunity, maybe even for people in many parts of the country to go to see a movie in a theater. The latest from Hollyweird. There's a new movie that is playing in select theaters, and it has two stars who are among the most gifted and consistent people in Hollywood in terms of excellent work. Kevin Costner, who, of course, for Dances with Wolves, he won most of the Oscars that were available, and Diane Lane. And in the new movie, Let Him Go, Costner is a retired lawman, a sheriff, in modern-day Montana. And he's living on a horse farm together with his wife, Diane Lane, and their son, and the son's wife, and a baby grandson. And then something terrible happens to the son. The widow, the daughter-in-law of the main couple, gets married again, and it turns out that the guy who gets married to her the second time is a no-goodnik and takes her away with the baby grandson. They want to get the grandson back. That's the setup, basically, and Let Him Go. They travel from Montana to North Dakota, where they encounter a family that isn't among the examples of American Midwestern High Plains wholesomeness. The film, Let Him Go. Listen.
We're trying to locate a Donnie Wee Boy. He married our son's widow. Got our grandson with him.
You let it be known you're looking for a Wee Boy. I'll find you.
Go careful.
We came to see our grandson.
My boy doesn't have to answer to you.
And we don't have to answer to you.
Okay, the film in its first third is fantastic. It's spellbinding and it's beautifully shot. It's based on a novel by a North Dakota novelist named Larry Watson. And the director is a director who's only done a few independent projects before that haven't gotten that much attention, but he has great skills. And the musical soundtrack by Michael Giacchino and the landscape, the recreation of Montana and the high plains of North Dakota and the Badlands, it's all beautiful. But the film takes a decided turn about halfway through, a little bit more than halfway through, when they go on a road trip to try to get their grandson back. And it then becomes this encounter with this nightmarish family led by the matriarch from hell, played by Leslie Manville. And they have the assistant of a noted, sensitive Native American loner, played by Boo Boo Stewart. And it becomes almost a cartoonish fest of violence and gore and horror. There is one of the most disturbing scenes of mutilation. No, really, you've got to be prepared for it if you're going to see the film. A mutilation scene that is extraordinarily painful, and it also has the honesty in the film to show its aftermath. This becomes very difficult to watch, and the concluding sequence is basically ridiculous and detracts from what otherwise is a very notable film. It's rated R, of course, for lots of violence and some terrible language, which you'd expect. 2.5 stars for Let Him Go. And again, definitely for adults only. A wider kind of appeal, at least in terms of the audience sensitivities, would be appropriate for the movie we were talking about earlier with David Smick, which is called Stars and Strife. And yes, it's about what's going on in America, where we increasingly shout at each other and express real hatred. Listen.
I'm worried about our country gorging on hate.
Something's gone very wrong in the fabric of American society, which leaves people vulnerable to the appeal of the political hate industry.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
America is like a dysfunctional couple on the way to divorce court.
That's my friend Arthur Brooks, who's featured in the film. Other people have been on the show frequently. Amy Chua is in the film. Rahm Emanuel, you heard his voice there in the motion picture. Jim Baker, as David Smick mentioned. The only problem with the film, which deserves a 3-star rating, and I recommend it, the only problem is it's discursive. It has little stories that it tells, and it doesn't really have a through line. It's not like he's making an argument, this and this and this, and this is what we do about it. But some of those discursions are fascinating. There's a feature and a profile of a young man named Derek Black, who grew up as the son of a Nazi and a Ku Kluxer, and is now somebody who has aligned himself with Black Lives Matter and other groups actually fighting or saying they fight for social justice. They have a feature, the head of Black Lives Matter from New York, who shows a wonderful story with documentary footage about him actually speaking to a group of white supremacists and white nationalists and them finding common ground. That's kind of inspiring and a dramatic piece of cinema. Look, David Smick obviously did this as a work from the heart. One of the things that I thought was fascinating in the film, and he didn't follow up on, and I wanted to ask him when I was talking to him, but his father was a pastor. And one of the reasons that I believe that Americans do shout at each other so much is that politics and some of our tribal identities have replaced the traditional idea of church or synagogue membership, of community, and actually of a community that is bound together, where one of the same words origins for a community is communion, where people actually, they used to have a billboard that said, "The family that prays together stays together." I think that the nation that prays together separately in separate institutions and separate traditions, but that basically recognizes a higher power, is a nation that more easily stays together. It's called Stars and Strife. It is streaming on Hulu and on Stars, and deserves, speaking of Stars, a 3-star rating. Coming up on Monday, we'll continue to talk about some of the aftermath of this election. Joe Biden is supposed to be giving a major talk to the country tonight, sometime in prime time, we're told. And, okay, we will listen for that and what the impact will be, what the response will be. There's also a question really about how you clean up some of the election mess. Some of the election mess that we have is based upon the fact that we are a federal system. Not every state does it the same way. Is an answer to actually have more federal standards for elections, to put together some kind of reform legislation that means that in at least federal elections, when you're electing a president, that states should have more similar regulations about vote counting and vote tabulating and ballot registration and voting in person versus voting by mail. We'll talk about that and also talk about why it is that we have turned away from electronic ballots, which are so widely used in other parts of the world. We'll also talk about the Oregon decision, in my opinion, a very ill-considered decision to decriminalize LSD and psilocybin and magic mushrooms and methamphetamines and heroin and cocaine and every kind of drug. There's now a campaign to get the same thing done in Washington State. Good idea? If you think so, you can call in and try to argue with me, but I think we can do better for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.